So we seek out this in the VOA in the belly.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 5 kuNhlangula 2022 uGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Lilahlekelwe izwe kakhulu ngokulahlekelwa ngu-Alex Magayisa. Ube ngumuntu olwela amalungelo abantu ngendlela enkulu kakhulu.
Kwisicamfundo Alex Magayisa kasekho.
Ubaba ube ngumuntu othuthukise ilizwe engasomuntu okupolitics.
Bahlulukelwe abantu kulandela ukubhubha kwa-Isaac Mpofu ube ngumlobi olodumo.
Ngithengikhuluma lo yento uyenta njela ukuthi uyafa sobe bethunjiwe ngathi qina ube yindoda ngamuya kusesazokubona
kula madabuka eZimbabwe abenziwa izigqili abavalelwe emigodini kwele South Africa salethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha ezokholo lwesikristu zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Usukicamfundo Alex Magayisa obefundisa eKent University kweleBritane kasekho. Isihlobo sakhe umnumzana Levi Magayisa uthi balahlekelwe kakhulu kulandela ukubhubha kukaMagayisa obesaziwa ngokufundisa ezemthetho, ukuloba okujulileyo ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe lokulwela ilungelo likaZulu. UMagayisa ubhubhele esibhedlela seMagate. Akwaziwa ukuba ubehlutshwa yini. Umnumzana Evidlela Ncube olwela ilungelo loluntu uthi eliZimbabwe lilahlekelwe kakhulu kulandela ukubhubha kukaMagayisa.
Lilahlekelwe izwe kakhulu ngokulahlekelwa ngu-Alex Magayisa. Ube ngumuntu olwela amalungelo abantu ngendlela enkulu kakhulu, efuna ukuthi kube lenguquko elizweni engahambisani lobuyanga losizi lolu olukhona elizweni. Ngesingaye ngabe iZimbabwe iphezulu kakhulu ngokokufisa kwakhe, ngokokulwa kwakhe. Ngakho ke siyakhala ngobuningi bethu, sikhalele ukuthi ngabe ube khona okweminyaka elandelayo kwaze kwafika lelo lizwe akade lilwela kangaka, ilizwe elikhululekileyo, ilizwe elilemsebenzi, ilizwe elilentuthuko, ilizwe elihlonipha umthetho lamalungelo abantu.
Ye, akusitshela ukuthi wena umazi njani uMoyi uMagayisa?
Ngimazi kakhulu Alex Magayisa, ungumuntu obelwela amalungelo abantu, umuntu obelwela ukuthi ilizwe likhululeke, ngumuntu obetholakala endimeni yokukhulula ilizwe ngaphansi kobugqili elingene kulo kusuka 1980. Ngakho ke ubungeke uthi usebenza ngamalungelo abantu ungahlanganilaye emsebenzini, ungahlanganilaye empinile. Ungumuntu obesazakala kakhulu ebantwini abalwela amalungelo abantu, abalwela ukuthi kube lenguquko ekuphileni kwabantu. Ngakho ke ngiyamazi kakhulu, bengimazi kakhulu, ngisebenzelaye kakhulu. Hayi, kuyilizwe lilahlekelwe kakhulu emuntwini onjengaloyana. Ukusebenza kwakhe bekuthinta wonke umuntu, bekulithinta ilizwe, bekuthinta indlela abantu abacabanga ngayo ngomthetho langezepolitiki, ukuze babone izinto ngendlela entsha. Ube ngumuntu ongakhathaliyo ukuthi abuye nomcabango omutsha abantu abangawujwayelanga, awubeke phambili athi kambe nxa singenza ngale ndlela kungaba njani. Ube senza kahle kakhulu.
Kumele abantu bemkhumbule njani uMagayisa?
Indlela enhle yokuthi akhunjule uMagayisa yikuthi lokho akade kulwela ukuthi ilizwe likhululeke, lihloniphe umthetho, ukuthi abantu bavikeleke, babe lemisebenzi, ilizwe lithuthuke, baqhubeke ngaleyo mpi bangadeli, bafuqe kuze kuthuthe, kungabi khona okumayo. Yiyo yodwa indlela yokuthi ahlonitshwe ekudluleni kwakhe emhlabeni. Asikukuthi nje abantu bamele bakhale kwazona lezi nsuku bese kusedlula, kumele bamkhumbule ngokuthi lelo lizwe akade lilwele likhululekileyo libe khona, libuswe ngendlela efaneleyo njalo, ehlonipha umthetho, ehlonipha iconstitution, ehlonipha amalungelo abantu, ilizwe elilemisebenzi, elilezibhedlela ezisebenzayo, elilezikole ezisebenzayo, elilemigwaqo engelamaphotholo, ilizwe elizaletha bonke abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe abasuka ngosizi bebaleka baphenduke bezekhaya bazohlala labantu ababo, bondla abantu ababo labazali, kulemisebenzi lakho konke okuyintuthuko elizweni.
Umnumzana Evidlela Ncube ulwela ilungelo likaZulu besixoxa laye ekobulawayo. Isikhuxa mfundo ongumlobi olodumo wengwalo zesiNdebele uIsaac Mpofu obhubhele kobulawayo ngolwesihlanu unconywa ngemisebenzi yakhe yokuthuthukisa ulimi losiko lwamaNdebele. Kubika umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Banda.
Abantu abaningi kakhulu kwabezemfundo namasiko esintu samaNdebele bahlulukelwe kakhulu ngokubhubha kukaMpofu. Indodakazi yakhe yokugcina unkosikazi Nokuthula Mpofu kayizwana ulandisa ngokubhubha kukayise.
Ubese kule obeminyaka embalwa, ube lezifo ekade zisaziwa, kodwa ke ubaba ube ngumuntu oqinileyo. Iminyaka yonke le ube kunqoba, ubeke angene esibhedlela kodwa aphume. Okwamanje kukhanya kumqinisile, silosizi. Okuyikho kakhulu khulu okwenze ukuthi ukhulu asichiye yikuthi ubele renal failure.
Uyaphambili uMampofu egcizelela ngemisebenzi emihle kayisa ayenzela uZulu.
Ubaba ube ngumuntu othuthukise ilizwe engasomuntu okupolitics. Ubekhona ku-education kakhulukhulu, ubambe isizwe efundisa abantu waze waphutsha eqeda eretire ubesengu-deputy secretary we-education. Ubaba ube ngumlobi, ubebhala amabhuku akade setshenziswa lezikolo.
Umuyi usebenze kakhulu engumbalisi njalo engumphathi wezikolo ezijiyeneyo eZimbabwe njalo eloba lengwalo zakhe. Umnumzana Bonfes Ndimande owayesebenza kugatsha lukahulumende lwezokulima laye engunobhala yikwaqala kwazana lomunye uMpofu uncoma kakhulu okwenziwa nguMpofu.
Wakwaba yi-deputy secretary ye-education wasihlangana emhlanganweni yama-committees yama-secretaries lama-deputy secretaries and so
uMpofu ngutitsha omdala ufundise abantu abaningi akula muntu ongamaziyo njalo waziwa njengomuntu obe ngumlobi njalo lamasiko ewazi kakhulu ecasisa izinto eziningi. Ya, ikholwa eliqinileyo elebrother njalo ube ngumuntu othanda ukuhlabela ehlabela kuhle emagwayeni esaqinile. Ngithemba ukuthi kuzaba khona omunye ozathanda ukuloba, ozathanda njalo isinto esiqondane laye asilobe ngendlela uMpofu asilobe ngayo.
Ngaphandle kokufundisa amasiko lokuloba ingwalo, uMpofu wayengumculi omkhulu njalo ke emazi uNkulunkulu okwenza wathandwa ngabantu abaningi. Omunye obonga uMpofu ngokumfundisa ukucula ecaweni umntunzana Sam Sibanda.
Ngathi ngimaze kakhulu ngo-1977 kulu ngikudlane laye ngaleso sikhathi. Kube kuhle ke ngoba ngazane laye ekuhlabeleni. Mina ngibe ngithanda ukuhlabelela ngaqondana laye ke. Nguye owaye choir master yethu, a brethren in Christ. Izinto ezesintu eziningi, isintu kwakuphilwa kanjani, izinto zazihamba kanjani. Ijaha nxa ngalikhula kufanele liphatheke kanjani, izinto bezazi kakhulu, silahlekelwe kakhulu kulokho.
UMpofu wajwa ngunkosikazi wakhe eminyakeni emine eyadlulayo. Usemlandele njalo ke ubhubhe ekhala ngomntanakhe ongumfana uNkanyiso. Wayehlala kwele Melika okuthiwa wagcina ukukhuluma laye eminyakeni elithumi lantathu 13 edlulileyo njalo kaziwa ukuthi ungabe. Umnumzana Stanley Mpofu umfowabo kamuyi udabuke kakhulu ngokushona kukaMpofu.
Ukuthi silahlekelwe kakhulu. Lundoda ukuthi asazi ukuthi kumbe ebantwaneni ukuthi umntana kaNkanyiso umuntu osele 13 years wacatsha ese-United States of America simazi ukuthi waya waphongukuhamba nje wayefundisa eNew York City waphongukunyamalala ebalisi English khona ngani asimazi ukuthi ungaphi ngoba nguye umuntu sesicabangela ukuthi uzafuza yena selwa amankazana intokozo nokuthula.
UMpofu uthele uZulu isipho solwazi ngengwalo zakhe ezikhoqela ezithi wangithembisa lami akusoka lingela sici lelitsha elithi sithini siNdebele. Ubeseloba elinye wadlula engalethuleli uZulu. Ukhangelelwe ukubekwa eceleni kwenkosikazi yakhe eplazini lakhe elise Warringham esiqintini semzingwane ngolwesithathu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ikamela uEzra Jesus Banda.
Kulabantu abaningi abadabuka eZimbabwe okuchatshangelwa ukuba bavalelwe emgodini eStilfontein kwele South Africa lapho basetshenziswa khona ngenkani. Omunye wabo uyenza umathe usanda kubhubha kuleyo ndawo. Asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lamapolisa. Unkosazana Sokoluhle Mathe, isihlobo sika Handsome, uthi baphelelwe ngokwehlele omunye wabo.
Umuntu lo wayesithi uyababhadalela irenti ebathengele lokudla, so imali mina wayifakayo kimi wafaka 600 kwa-akhawunti yami, yimali wayifakayo. So khona nantese ngimbuza mina uyenti ukuthi ngoba uyenti inyanga zonke lezi ebephansi ngoba manje usesibhedlele yagula serious, imali yakhe ikuphi? Wathi yena akasayazi imali le. Ngathi wayi manje uyenti simthumela komunye umuntu, unguwe wona wabangenisayo. Wathi usekudeni, wasinikeza iinumba zalowo baba. Ubaba lo ngakhuluma laye, ngakhuluma noyenti. Ngithe ngikhuluma noyenti uyenti wanjela ukuthi uyafa, so bebethunjiwe. Ngathi qina ube yindoda, ngiyabuya kusasa ngizokubona. Ngavukela emsebenzini nge-Saturday ekuseni, ngafika ngachasisela abelungu bami ukuthi ngamtakasisa amadingambona, kodwa manje ukuthi awuyagula usesibhedlele. Ngacela basadinga imota, imota le yasicharja 1.8 sakhona kuyena lindawo ngoba sidlula ama-tollgate ayi-2 ubuhambe okungumango onyanyana. Futhi sesifika esibhedlela ngoba safika ngabo-2 zilandwe 3 khona lapho. Sesifika safika sabachasisela ngoba wayesemtshintshe isibongo uyenti ngakomati, yena wayebhale handsome moyo yabo. So khona na safika sathi sidinga uhandsome moyo, basilayela salapha ade khona. Sesifika sathola onensi basuka basichasisela ukuthi uyenti le mazi njani. Ngase ngikhuluma ukuthi uyenti umntakasisi wami, bathi ezefike lapha yini. Ngasezithi umuntu lo wayethunjiwe for inyanga ezingu-8 simdinga khona, bemkhiphe izolo sikhuluma laye ukuthi akulesi sibhedlela. So basebesithi umuntu lo uthone ngabo-11. Ngathi balamanga. Then sahlalahlala basinikeza iy'mpahla zakho. Umntakasisi wami kuthiwa nguDumi. Wathi hayi mamncane, impahla yizo ezikakanjani kulo? Nansi ibhrubhe lakhe, nansi i-t-shirt yakhe, nankama ingwane yakhe yikho. Sacela ukuthi sicele ukumbona ukuthi sibe sure. Basibuze ukuthi nesibindi ngoba lingabantwana nesibindi zokuthi limbone lo muntu ngoba ashiye i-1. Data sizake sibone umuntu otshonile, but namhlanje sizaqala ngoba sokusehlele efamily. Isikhathi besivulela sigena samthola sibile nanguyenje otshonile.
Pho manje lizaluphatha njani udaba lolu? Liyenzani khona manje?
Manje silapha eSoweto lapha dehlala khona, kusahlangana imali but imali ayikahlangani, isashoda.
UNkosazana Sokolohle Mathe isihlobo sikamuyi uHandsome Mathe uxoxa le-Studio 7 eseSoweto. Siphinde saxoxa ngodaba lolu lo mnumzana Bukhosi Ngwenya olomfowabo ogqilazwa emgodini le.
Umduduzi Moyo wabathatha wabasa kwenye indawo engumayini, umayini osewavalwa ongasebenzi. So labantu bafika bevalele lapho. Ubathethe nini? BekuwuNovemba last year maye bathatha abafowethu wahamba nabo. So kuthe ma kuthi iJanuwari ngaqala ukwenza ama-request oba wayemfonele umfana angitshela ukuthi no bafo ngisaphuma ngisayozama impilo kwenye indawo. Ngicela ukuthi ma ungabe kukhona into ngabe ungasayiboni kahle ufonele naye inamba, kanti inamba yalo mlisa lo bathethe. Ngithe ngoJanuwari ngaqala ukwenza ama-requirements ukuthi kwenzakalani abafana baku. Lo muntu waqala ukukhuluma izitori asitshele ukuthi hayi abafana bayaphuma ninini, bayaphuma ninini. Uqalisa extenda inyanga athi hayi bayaphuma next month, wagcina sekungamaviki kwahamba kwaze kwafika kulesi sikhathi esikusona.
Ye, sizwe lapho sithi-ke ukhona omunye osetshonile, kuhambe njani njalo lo mna wakho ungaphi?
So lo oshonile uphume bamkhiphe kule Friday leya, kusho ukuthi ngizothi 2 weeks back nge-Friday. Uphume esegula, basifonele bathe ukuthi uphumile kodwa uyagula. Babe sebesitshelile ukuthi isibongo bambhalise ukuthi ngumoya. Uma befika abantu kade beyile, bafike ngabo-2 bathole ukuthi sekashonile kuleso sibhedlela.
Singathi manje umna wakho-ke kuyagcina ngani?
Asazi mntababa, ebesizama nje ukuthi singathola usizo okungawukuthi maybe ma kungatholakala ukuthi le ndaba i-expose mhlawumbe i-government, umthetho ube involved, kuhambe maybe kuyoreidwa lo mayeni. Angazi ngandlela bani, kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi ma sekusezandleni zabo umthetho sebengakwazi ukuthi ikhona indlela i-answer mhlawumbe abangaza nayo.
Umnumzana Bukhosi Ngwenya ulomna wakhe uLonely ogqilazwa emgodini e-Stilfontein kwele South Africa. Sizakuxoxa le ndoda eyahambisa abantu laba e-Stilfontein kusigaba sabatsha. Siyangena kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sikhangele ezwela kwamanye amazwe ngamafutshane. Eli Russia lithi libhombe indawo ezishiyeneyo namhla eKyiv kwele Ukraine, lapho libhidlize khona izakhali ezathengwa ngamazwe entshonalanga. Abezindaba abe-Reuters ne-Associated Press babika ukuba umkhokeli wakwele Russia uthi bazabhomba ngamandla nxa amazwe entshonalanga enika ele Ukraine izikhali. Kula bantu bafika 50 abahlaselwe ngamalecaja babhubha ezendlini yokukhonzela uNkulunkulu eSt Francis Catholic Church esabelweni sesondo kule Nigeria. Wezamasiko, abanye abalotsholwa besakhula bathakazelela ukukhuphulwa kweminyaka yamankazana yokuthi baye emacansini besithi kwababambelela kakhulu empilweni ukwenda besakhula. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolo daba.
Unkosikazi Bianca Dube ngomunye wabathakazelela okwenziwe lidale le-Constitutional Court elikhuphe iminyaka yokuba amankazana aye emacansini isuka kwelitshumi lasithupha 16 isiya kwelitshumi lasishiyagalombili 18. Wayenda ele minyaka elitshumi lamane 14.
Mina ngazithwala ngile 15 years. Ngaba so angisazange ngakwazi ukuhamba, ngakwazi ukubhala form 41 ngoba ngase ngizithwele. Abazali bami bashe bathi njani ngihambe ngiyenze ngiyelungise yami imuli. And kwamphambanisa kakhulu ngoba akula imisebenzi engingakwanisi ukuyenza ikuba ngowesigele. Kumbe ukuthengisa amatamatisi engikwenzayo ikhathi sikuthengisa amatamatisi. Kathesi ngile 23 years ngilabantwana abayi 3. Abantwana laba bafuna ukudla.
Phinde wachafisa ubunzima abhekane labo.
Kuyaphambanisa kakhulu ngoba mina nginje ngamfuna ukuba ngu-teacher. But ngenxa yokuthi ngazithwala ngincane. Angisazange ngakwazi ukuthi amaphupho amafezeke. Ngoba ngase ndi-responsibility lami, ngase ndomntwana omele ngimgcine, omele ngimncede ukuthi akhule abe ngumuntu laye.
Baningi abakusimo esifanayo abakhulume nomsakazo Studio 7 abethule okufanayo. Unkosikazi Plaxedis Moyo osebenza kunhlanganiso elilo amalungelo abomama eyemthonjeni Women's Forum uthi akulunganga ukwendisa abantwanyana.
Abantwana bebesendiswa bebancane. Kwesinye isikhathi umntwana uyabevele engakafikisi le 18, but ngenxa yokuthi kulomthetho nalowo ukuthi as long esedlule i-16 and above, ngihlukuluze kakhulu nxa sikhangela indaba zemacansi.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumfundisi Ben Dlovu ohlala koBulawayo.
Ikakhulu amankazana, iningi labo kuminyaka eqanjwayo babona silingano okusuka kube nzima ukuthi abanye oba bazibambe bagcine bekhombile.
Osebenza nabantwana abashada bebancane unkosikazi Bongiwe Dube uthi kuningi okuhlupha amankazana ashada esakhula.
Inkinga ebangela ukushada kwabantwana besasebancane bengakafiki esigabeni kumbe ngithi ku-age elungileyo kumbe eqondileyo ukuthi bashade ibangelwa izinto eziningi abahlangana lazo emagumeni abo. Okunye kusuka kube imithetho ezinkonzweni ezehlulekeneyo.
Igqwetha elilwela ilungelo loluntu uMnumzana Machomana Ncube uthi ukulumthetho owawuphambana lesisekelo sombuso welizwe osuguquliwe isinqumo se-Constitutional Court. Uncube uthi idale lephalamende sekumele libumbe umthetho ozanqabela ukwenda kwabantwana abangamankazana. Uncube uthi amapolisa kumele abophe abazakuphula umthetho.
Okwenzakeleyo ukuthi i-Constitutional Court has invalidated umthetho lo, i-criminal law obusehlisa i-definition yomntwana ukuthi ngole 16 and below, yathi akube ngole 18 and below. Oso kuzakwenzakala kusho ukuthi iParliament sofuza ukuthi yebuyele iyehlala phansi ilungise kasha lomthetho ukwenzela ukuthi uhambelane nesinqumo se-Constitutional Court. Njalo kuzakwenzakala ukuthi umthetho lo uzakwenza ukuthi abaningi babotshwe labo abathanda ukuthi bathandane bayemacansini labantwana abangaphansi kwe-18 years.
Akwaziwa ukuba abantu bazalandela okuthulwe lidale le-Constitutional Court kumbe bazaqhubekela phambili belobola abantwana abangamankazana abasakhulayo. Ngimele e-Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Okwamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama nguntungamili Nkomo. Umtshumayeli walamhlanje ngomnumzana Busani Sibanda.
Esikuphathele khona namhlanje nako Utu David umahubo 23 from verse 1. Utu Jehova umalusi wangu angiyikuswela lutho. Uthi uyangalusela emadlelweni aluhlaza. Noma ngihamba ephunzini lokufa angiyikwesaba lutho ngokunami. Wendlala itafula lampha ngobukhobizitha zami. Yini le eyayiyenza uDavid abe le-confidence? Yini le eyayisipha uDavid amazwi okuhubelela kamnandi uNkulunkulu wakhe? Yini obeyibonile uNkulunkulu wakhe? Yini ebimenza understand lo bekhuluma azizwe? One, uNkulunkulu ungumoya, akaxhumani lomqondo wethu. Umqondo usiphile ukuthi mawusebenzise siphile emhlabeni. Njengoba sibona ama-buildings akathwanga ngomoya, akho ngomqondo. Umqondo wasebenza, wakwenza iplani, umqondo. Unkulunkulu ngomoya uxhumana nemimoya yethu. Unkulunkulu into ayibheke kithi yimimoya yethu. Singobani emoyeni yethu? Sonke sinemiqondo, but ubheke imimoya yethu, singobani emoyeni? Silawuphi umoya ngaphakathi kwethu? Unkulunkulu ufuna umuntu olomoya ostrong. Ufuna umuntu olomoya olwayo, fighting spirit. Ulawuphi umoya uma ubhekane nesimo? Ulawuphi umoya uma bekuflathele bonke abangane bekulahle? Ulawuphi umoya mama uma indoda ikushiya ukudampa labantwana? Uyazibophela? Uyakhala ugiqike? Ulawuphi umoya? Unkulunkulu uma nathi through imimoya yethu, singobani emoyeni? Ulawuphi umoya baba uma uxusha umsebenzi? Ayikho into esiqabelayo, sinqotshelwa yimimoya yethu. Unkulunkulu uhamba labantu abelomoya strong, umoya olwayo, yiumoya ojabulisa uNkulunkulu. Othi uma indoda ikushiya namhlanje mama, uthi hamba bhuti, ubungangideserve. Turn left, mina ngizothena right. Ukhona wami ozonithanda labantwana bami, ozonginakekela, yiumoya ojabulisa umdali. Athi uma umsebenzi uphela, athi ngiyabonga, ubungisitela isikhathi. Khona umsebenzi wami, khona lapho ezoqhashwa khona. Vuka uthinte uthatha ma sivuyo makithi. Yumoya odonsa umdali. Umdali kadonswa umuntu olomoya olivila, umoya okhalayo, umoya oligwala. Hambe labantu abanomoya oligwala. Funa umuntu olomoya strong. Unkulunkulu kasenzile, uyasilekelela through imimoya yethu. Wabalekelelwa bephuma eGibhithe besizwe leyithembiso. Yiphi umoya olawo ngaphakathi kwakho? Uma unomoya o-weak, Unkulunkulu kahambe nagwala. Umuntu olomoya strong akaboni ubukhulu benkinga, kodwa ubona ubukhulu bukaNkulunkulu. Umuntu olomoya strong uthi uma kunzima abhekane nenkinga, afesane nayo, ayinqoba athi next. That is umoya odonsa umdali. Unkulunkulu kahambe nabantu abagivaphayo. Unkulunkulu ufuna umuntu olomoya strong. Simbona etshintsha uSawuli, eyindoda eyayibulala amakholwa. Unkulunkulu wahalela umoya wakhe, wathi indoda uma ngayiphendula isebenzele umbuso womukhanya izaba powerful. Wamphendula, sibona uPhawulu opowerful, sibona uPhawulu owenza into zenzeke. Unkulunkulu kaxhumane lathi ngomqondo, umqondo into yomhlaba, kodwa uxhumana lathi through imimoya yethu. Singobani emoyeni? Ulawuphi umoya kulelo khono kulo? Ulawuphi umoya kulobu bunzima okubo? Into ezokunqobela umulomoya strong, umoya olwayo, fighting spirit, iyona ezokunqobela. Sikhuleke sibonge. Fihlakalo yezulu, fihlakalo ngcwele, wena mdali wakho konke. Siqinise mdali, sibe lomoya ojabulisa amazulu. Ngiyakhuleka sithi Zulu.
Sibongeke ubaba uBusani Sibanda ngohlelo vuselela umoya. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye njalo ngeviki ezayo. Yimi uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga uNtungameli Nkomo, ungadinelwa kusasa. Wezemidlalo ubengadlalanga ebhentini umqeqetsha omusha weqembu le-Highlanders ngesikhathi linqoba eleHarare City namhla eBarberville Stadium. Intelelizindaba yethu yemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
UBaltimore uze D. Oliveira Brito akazange aphathe iqembu la-Islanders njengalokho okwakhulunywa inkokheli yaleli qembu ekufikeni kwakhe ngolwesihlanu kodwa ubebukele ehlezi labalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu. UJoel Uphahla nguye obeqeqetsha iqembu njalo utshayele ihlombe abafana bakhe ngokunqoba abakwenzileyo.
Bekungekho lula sibuye kumdlalo lo singani sine-fresh i-team ayikawini esitrowa singawini ukudlala singikhaya sifuna ukuthi sibe lesiqinisekelo sokuthi sinikeze abalandeli bethu i-3 points lezi abazifunayo and ngaphandle kwe-3 points ngibona ngani kuletha bojoster ukuthi badlale abantu bazibonele namhlanje ukuthi i-Highlanders konke lokhu kusenzakala nje besimelele nje two ukuthi sithole nje opportunity right namhlanje ngiyajabula kakhulu ukuthi abafana badlale kuhle.
Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uNesh Mgogwera uthi wenze kuhle uBrito ngokungahlali ebhentshini.
Ye umqeqeshi omutsha weIslanders utshengise ubungcitshi lolwazi lwebhora ngenxa yokuthi uthe efika wathola iqembu iselikhochiwe ukuthi lidlale. Wazinika isikhathi sokubana ehlale phandle la ebukele njengaye babukele efunde kulokuthi ehlale ebhentshini. Lokhu kutshengisela ukuthi hayi ngumuntu okwazi into ayafuna ukuyenza njalo ngumuntu ofuna ukubakwazi into afuna ukuyithatha ukuthi ingabe iminjani.
Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba seKasilaka Premier Soccer League edlalwe namhla iqembu leCape United linqotshwe nge-3 kanyange leDynamo emdlalweni obusenkundleni yeNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leWawa linqobele iNkezi Platinum nge-1 kanyange emdlalweni obusenkundleni yeAscot. Iqembu leTriangle linqotshwe nge-1 kanyange leChickenini eGibo ukuthi eleManyika Diamonds litshayele iTenex nge-1 kanyange enkundleni yeSakuba. Ngomgqibelo iqembu leBulawayo City libe ngutshikilo Panga 0-0 lele Black Rhinos, ele Rentals lalo libe ngutshikilo Panga 0-0 lele ZPC Kariba. Emdlalweni odlalwe ngolwesihlanu iqembu leAda linqotshwe nge-1 kanyange leBulawayo Chiefs. Limpumela itshe iqembu leChicken Inn kuyilo elihlezi phezu kwengalane lile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu lanhlanu ngemva kwemidlalo elishumi lesikhombisa. Endaweni yesibili kule qembu leDynamo selile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu lane. Iqembu leIslanders lona lihlezi endaweni yechumi lile miklomelo engamashumi amabili. Imidlalo yesigaba seKasilaka Premier Soccer League ayisoze ibe khona okwamaviki amabili alandelayo amaqembu ehlaba ikhefu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ngusithembile Mlotshwa ke umama kaNo, siyabonga kakhulu. Siyagqiba uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje ukuthi sikhangele besilazo. USikhosi Mfundo Alex Magayisa ngasekho. Bahlulukelwe abantu kulandela ukubhubha kwa-Isaac Mpofu obengumlobi olodumo. Kulabo dabuka eZimbabwe abenziwa khona abenziwa izigqili abavalelwe emigodini kwele South Africa lapho behluleka ukuphuma khona. Omunye wabo ubhubhe izolo. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje ngolivalelisayo uGibbs Dube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na7pm kusvika na7:30pm.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.